you know, it's not to say that I don't have a moment of satisfaction when I clean my own kitchen. I still like doing it.
Aaron, how long have you been running?
This is a pilot show. Is it starting?
Yeah.
My name is, I'm Nurse Nanya. That's for none of your business about what my real name is. Okay, but anyways, this is a premiere show. We're still working on the title. It's a pilot show. Right now, it's a sexy time talk. It's kind of the feminist riot girl love line show. The plan of the goal of this show will be to talk about sex, of course. I'm blushing. STDs, any kind of questions that callers may have, dating, of course. And, you know, other things like infections, you know, UTIs, maybe some vaginal infections, and other topics, of course, like abortions, services. I got someone running in. Am I doing everything okay? Oh, okay. I've been distracted by the paparazzi. Okay, I do have a guest. Her name is...
You could say it. I don't care. I have nothing to hide.
Okay. I got Miss Sonia Fierce here.
What's up?
And today's topic, so I'm going to talk about some protesters that I had to deal with last week, and we'll talk about some virginity and some menarchy and periods and things like that.
Good stuff.
Some girly stuff. Okay. And the flu versus the cold. I'm sorry I had to talk about it because the flu is going around right now. Wash your hands. If you got a headache, chills, fever, it's probably the flu. Okay. Okay, so first thing of discussion is food fair. You've heard of Planned Parenthood, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So last week, they had their big annual food fair event.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Basically, a lot of women, there's this women's guild. They have a lot of money and they plan all year for this big event. And these tickets are like $100 or something a ticket. And people go there and just get samples of food from different fancy restaurants in the like Santa Monica, Beverly Hills area, whatever. But I volunteer and that's a way for me to get snacks of them, that expensive food.
What kind of food are we talking about? This is important.
I was looking for the filet mignon, but apparently that was at nighttime and I volunteered during the daytime. So I just got some fancy wraps and some fancy French toast. But the thing that was really bothering me and bugged me was that there were protesters there.
The anti-Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, anti-choice or they like to call them the opponents of Planned Parenthood. Oh, and also I like to say that anything said tonight by me or Sonia, it's our own personal opinions. It's not in the opinions of any kind of organization, okay? But anyways, I was very frustrated because there was protesters there with these giant signs. And
what did the signs say?
There was some fetus signs, you know, just pictures. And then there was some other ones with pictures of... I kind of want to ignore them. I wear my dark glasses. And my job there was to guide guests of the event. Just say, oh, thank you for coming. Thank you for your support. Come this way. But anyways, the protesters were there and they had these signs, either the fetus picture signs or this other one, which I tried not to look. And eventually I figured it out. It was like a giant quarter with blood all over it. So, I guess they were trying to symbolize like, oh, it's blood money that you guys are giving, whatever.
Oh.
And it was interesting to see a lot of older women supporters kind of telling the protesters, like, you should be ashamed of yourself and whatnot. And it's hard for me to not say anything But like, we know they're there. And then those protesters would kept going in front of me. And then I kept kind of going in front of them to avoid.
Those fuckers are obnoxious sometimes.
So that was very difficult for me to have to deal with anyways. That subject. Anyways, I don't know if anyone's calling. If you do ever have any questions, welcome. You are welcome to call us.
The phone number is 1-800-893-9562.
And that's at Skid Row Studios, and it's free, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what should we talk about now? Should you think periods or virginity?
Let's start with virginity.
Virginity. Do you know what virginity is?
I don't know. Enlighten me.
Is it penetration by a penis, or could it be like include finger banging and other things?
I'm gonna guess. I don't know. Maybe like any sort of penetration, maybe.
Anything. Okay, now we're getting some at least we're getting one listener here. I don't know. It's probably with sexuality, I think. Because
okay, then yeah.
Like if
definitely
you're
not your fingers. Oh, I guess that could work too, right? That's
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a good one. Who do we ask?
would masturbation be considered breaking virginity?
Well, I didn't think so.
I would say no. That's
a
right?
Yeah. Maybe that's a personal thing. I would say no. I mean, I do not have my Webster's book out, and forgive me for not, you know, being more prepared and having my dictionary here, but
I would think that it would have to be some form of penetration with another person.
Another form? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if someone banged themselves with a cucumber or something, that wouldn't count as...
Because it's by themselves?
Virginity, maybe. Huh. Interesting.
There's a lot of people asking that question. Since we're on... Shoot. It is hard. You're right. It is hard to kind of totally like just have a whole bunch of subjects. In my head, I was thinking about this topic. Like, when did you first know about, of course, like a virgin? I knew the word, but I didn't comprehend what it meant.
What it fully meant. Yeah. Until after you lost it, probably.
Exactly. You know, and I was, you know, a teenager, late teenager. And so... The whole idea of like losing virginity, I couldn't comprehend that kind
of. Yeah, it is like, yeah, it's a weird concept. And the whole fucking, the word virginity is like, who came up with that and why?
Virgin?
Yeah. Oh, Virgin Mary, right? That's right. I don't know. I wasn't brought up with religion, so I had no idea. So I didn't go to church. So.
I have a, just real quick on the virginity thing. It says the heterosexual individuals may or may not consider loss of virginity to occur only through penile vaginal penetration. So it seems to be actually a pretty big gray area as to what is considered, because it says may or may not. May include subjective. Oral sex, anal sex, mutual masturbation, is within the bounds of losing one's virginity. So it's actually a pretty gray area according to the textbook definition.
Right. Okay. And then that's what I was talking about, like the personal, if you feel it's something that you've lost your...
What do you think losing your virginity is, Charlene?
That's not my name. Nanya. Can you bleep that out?
Shoot me in the face.
It's a penis, yes. I was clueless, okay? You know why? Because as far as when it comes to sexuality, when I was very young, to me, sexuality was just kissing. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I want to kiss him so much. That's what my comprehension was just kissing. And that's as far as my brain can take it until then. When I had my first kiss... And I was older too, and I had all these feelings like, oh my God, I didn't know you liked me so much, and I thought it was gonna lead to sex because it was like the kiss was so passionate, and I couldn't
so powerful.
I couldn't comprehend that whole feeling and stuff. I did have a caller earlier, so also with the show, I'm gonna use examples from some callers. They are real calls. They're just not directly here to the studio, but they are calls that I have had. I had one female call, A lot of times I figure out what their age is. Because so, sometimes
you
I'm like, you better.
Tell, right? By
well, a lot of girls sound young. But some of the questions sound like, girl, like, do you read? And I feel like you must, I hope you're a teenager. You better be a teenager because they sound so uneducated. But anyway, so she was a teenager. She was 17 and she called and she asked, she was like, I need to see a doctor or something. I need an appointment. And I said, okay. And she was like, an exam. And I was like, okay. So I'm about to book her an exam for some testing or whatnot, just a basic, you know, like a pap smear. Right. Yeah. So, right. Because she couldn't really fully say what she was wanted. So, you know, I had to decipher what she wants and I get all her info. And I said, okay, you know, so I could try to pinpoint what she needs. So, okay, you want an exam? Oh, I know why, because I asked her, did you have any symptoms, like, you know, any discharge, bumps or something? And she said, discharge. So I was going to book her for that, you know, for testing. Then I said, do you want also STD testing? You know, we could test for gonorrhea, yeah, chlamydia. And then the girl goes, well, don't you have to have intercourse in order to, you know, get an STD? And that's when I was like, girl, you must be a teenager. But I can't say this, right? And she disclosed that, well, me and my boyfriend were kissing. We had all of our clothes on and he was on top of me and we were making out. But then afterwards I went to the restroom, you know, and I saw this discharge, you know, and it was wet. And I felt so bad because I wanted to tell the girl, what do you think? It's normal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's totally normal.
How do you explain that to someone who doesn't know, though?
Well, the thing was, yeah, exactly. It was her normal, you know, sexual process that, you know, she was aroused. But, and it was so cute and I wanted to tell her it was normal. But, you know, that wasn't my job to tell her that it was something that was normal. So I still booked her for an appointment.
You can't tell her that? Is that like...
Well, it wasn't my job. My job is to see if she wants to be come in. And she does, because she doesn't know what was going on with her. But at least she could have came in, and if she needed birth control, they could talk about it, right? She's still a virgin, you know, so there. And I put it in the notes, you know, that she's a virgin, so they don't do an exam on her, so they could talk to her, yeah, about what's up. And you know, they could discuss with her. Maybe, you know, maybe she's going to need birth control. Because yeah, yeah, if she's making
like
out and getting aroused.
She will pretty soon.
So, yeah, so if she's getting aroused and if she has a boyfriend, that's probably potential. So I just had her go in. But so I wasn't able to tell her that it was something normal. But of course, you know, I felt happy for her. Like,
how
oh,
funny,
girl,
though, just being in that situation. And
yeah, to be unknown. I don't want to talk about that. I knew a girl once, and when she had all those kind of symptoms or feelings of arousal, she didn't know what was going on.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I wish I had a period song to play. But how far are we in the show right now?
Over there, look.
Oh.
Oh,
that's left?
There's the timer. That's what's left.
Oh, man. So maybe we should have more talkings. Oh, virginity. Yeah, I don't want it to
tell me about some of your calls. I want to hear some of the crazy calls that you got. What are the craziest calls you've ever got?
Well, I don't want to go on to that now. I want to go into, you know, when it's related, but we do get a lot of, oh yeah, I am going to go over some other calls, that's related into the next subject. Right now, virginity. Oh, well, what about you?
What about me?
The concept of virginity and sexuality. When did it, like, how old were you when you think you, I'm not saying disclosed when, you know, you lost your virginity. I'm talking about like the concept and the idea of like understanding. Was it like bathroom talk?
No, you know what? My parents never really had the talk with me. I think mm-hmm. that was their way of not having to deal with it, you mm-hmm. know, letting me find out everything on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was pretty clueless, you know, like growing up about that. And I had to learn shit by watching movies and TV and stuff. And
but could you still couldn't like comprehend it?
Yeah, I think I did. I just, when I was young and shit, I didn't
Animals.
Think about boys at all. I was like, I don't remember what I was into, but I was somehow distracted by mm-hmm. a bunch of other bullshit. But then all of a sudden I was like, wow, I like boys, you know. And it's weird, you don't really understand the concept until I guess after.
It's too late.
Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck did I just do? But yeah.
Okay. Okay. So then a virginity, you know what? I was 19.
17.
17. You know what? Fuck
still
it.
Pretty young.
Did you say 14? Is virginity, more respected, for being a female, that you're older to hold on to your virginity and it's not
that's bullshit
with the male? Because I think when a guy says 13, 14, of course, there's that part of my
normal,
brain.
It's almost normal, right? Isn't it?
No, part of my brain was thinking, what kind of slut were you,
Yeah, yeah.
People think that.
I definitely think it's more acceptable socially for a man to lose his virginity at a younger age than it is for a woman.
And how ironic, they mature a lot slower too, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that could be.
Well, I mean, popping boners and stuff. So, I mean, maybe you could be satisfied by, satisfied by intercourse or whatever at a younger age, whatever during that 10 seconds. But
exactly.
Was she your age?
No, she was actually
older.
At least 4 years older than I was.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What? Ooh, no names.
Shout out to Kutzer. Hey, Kutzer, if you're out there.
Kutzer. Let's see this.
The no name policy. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, it's up to everybody. Remember, I'm Nurse Nanya again. This is Sexy Time Talk until we get another name, unless we like to keep Sexy Time Talk.
I like it. It's a little ring to it. It's cute.
Yeah? Okay, because we like to talk about sexy time. I was going to get that guy and see what age he was probably a 12-year-old, huh?
Probably.
He's from South America.
I know.
He's from
South America. I'm really curious.
South America.
Come here. Yeah, we want to talk to you.
Okay. Any moment I don't talk, that's gonna. Oh yeah.
No, come here. We want you to talk on here.
What's
we're
your
bets on how old you were when you lost your virginity?
We're taking bets.
I can tell you that.
I think he was 13. You?
I lost my virginity 14. When I was 12.
Wow.
Yeah, but no.
It's because you were from South America, right?
No. This man, they lost their virginity at age of 10. I mean, I lost my virginity when I tried this coca leaf. I went to a trip. I went to a
and
trip.
And that was like the real
trip.
Leaves and
are
shit,
you serious?
Right?
Yeah.
And
no, yeah, it's true. I mean, like, I don't know if they do it here. Over here when promo comes, you go to, Disneyland, I guess? You go to Disneyland for all nine or something.
Oh,
you take
grad
a trip.
Night.
You take a fucking trip or something, right? To celebrate that you finished your school. So over there, back home,
night.
Or what we do, they take up like a trip, like into some place where they're gonna show you some ruins, something historical.
You mean like Machu Picchu?
Yeah, but we didn't went there because it was like far away. And
yeah.
So we went to somewhere close, and we get there, and then there was a one break day when you get to go out with your buddies and go to the. Like the farmer's market kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So you go there and I went and I was with a couple friends and we saw a shaman. It's like a guy selling like herbs and bunch of shit.
That's
a bunch of
they need to have those guys in that palotero.
But it's like a swami, so they're selling their own things that they make. You make your own jewelry.
Yeah.
Same thing. So I got there and this man looked at it and goes, hi, young boys. And goes, yeah, how you doing? You guys want to experience this trip? And we're like,
Damn, I'm fucking 12
he
years
did.
Old.
Yeah, I was 12 years old. He just gave
Peru.
It to us. Yeah,
our friend's always, from Peru, just in case you know.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is in Ayacucho, somewhere in Ayacucho. It's like, anyway, so he gave us this small, leaf and he folded for us and he said, put it in the back of your tooth and we chew it. And we're like, okay, we're stupid. We're 12 years old. What do we know? So we try it and then.
Was that the
after,
first time you tried it?
Yeah, it was my first, time trying something like a drug or something. But anyways, let's get to the sexy part, right?
Okay.
So I try it and after that, it was like, I will look at anybody, like a male or a female. Yeah. I'd be like, motherfuckers, everybody here is sexual.
And like I went open the fucking
and I went
Pandora's
on like
box.
My virginity was it started here
in your head
Yeah, no, not here, downstairs.
Nanya, okay.
You know, where the churro lives. It was just...
churro.
Yeah, it was just like experience here because I had to like translate it. Me being as a male.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, a woman. I don't know. If a girl goes through a same experience as me, it's the same thing. That
you're saying
through.
It was you're saying it was mental, but the thing is you had the actual physical contact that day.
No. Virginity starts here and then...
virginity, but you said you lost your virginity that day.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying you comprehended sexuality that day because of the drugs.
Yeah. And then after that, I went on a sexual rampage. Like
on a quest?
By the age 13, I remember that.
Okay.
After my birthday, it was my first sex encounter.
Okay.
And that's the guy I was like, you know, I was exposed. And it wasn't with a little girl. It was like with an 18-year-old girl.
I've noticed that young guys who said the first time they've had intercourse, and there's nothing wrong about dating anyone younger than you, but I don't know, maybe someone.
Hey, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
No,
but,
it's good because look, my wife, we're like 11 years apart.
Yeah.
Wow.
My brother is the same thing, mm-hmm. and my other brother just got married.
Yeah, but there's a difference with the 13-year-old with the 18-year-old.
And I think we all kind of know that. From the male perspective, we don't give a shit. We're not like that.
When you're younger,
we're not thinking about oh, my heart. We're talking about the erection. We have
Wham,
to keep
bam,
it up.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there we go. So, exactly. You know what, Sonia? You should be a man, I think, sometimes.
with that topic, but we don't have to go on the whole teacher thing. But
yes. But it definitely, that was my big experience. And I lost my virginity maybe at the age of 13, maybe.
Okay.
Just 12.
Yeah.
Well, 12 here. And then 13, I was like,
That's what we just clarified. He took the drug, the coca leaf.
I was a Marine.
Basically, he woke up sexually, mentally.
Yeah.
When he was 12, when he took the drugs.
I get it. Okay.
So after that, he was just popping up, you know, he just wanted to do it.
I mean, you know, when you're a little boy, you know, your pee-pee gets hard like at an early age. You don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. Because see, I think when God made man, it was like, I'm gonna tease you motherfuckers.
I'm gonna create your
sex organism outside mm-hmm. of your body.
Every time it gets right
between your legs, you're always gonna be hard on. Mm. Waiting with you guys, like, no, you know what? I gotta keep you girls in check, so I'm just gonna be.
Or at least we can hide it better, you know?
Then that comes with a whole bunch of psychological issues afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So for you, it's kind of a little bit easier to separate yourself with the whole doing it, sex and pleasure.
Yeah.
And afterwards. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on your show. I love your show. This is what, your 40th episode? You're doing just great.
We're just doing
I
want to
come back. If you want to talk about circumcision, just let me know. I'm an expert on that. I need a couple myself. You know, underground at the
DIY.
Table. Anybody that's listening to, you can call the show and I can do it inside.
He'll give you a freak circumcision live on the air.
Yes, with a nail clip.
No.
See?
Okay, thank you for being here and giving us your little sexy story. Yeah.
Take out the love.
Okay. So I think we talk about all that subject. Let's move on. Let me hit play. Oh, look, I got a little message, but anyways.
Just had a visit from Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo?
Huh?
Thanks for letting me out. Stinks like porridge in there.
What's happening?
That's 100% natural. If anyone ever tells you different, sock them right in the beans and rice.
You're going to live with me from now on?
Nah.
Okay,
I'll just pop by once a month to stir things up.
Wait.
Take my hand. I'll show you.
Well, okay, that was a little... video that actually a friend posted, I think today, this morning, from Wonder Chosen, a little cartoon.
Yeah, it's a weird show.
But it's cute. It's about Aunt Flo. And it's about a little girl who gets her period for the first time. So we're going to talk about menarche now and the first time getting your period.
My favorite subject.
What's that term?
Menarche?
What's that? I don't know what that is either.
I never heard of that.
You could look it up since you got the our friend over here.
How do you spell that?
At the board. It's M-E-N.
A-R-C-K-Y.
A-R-C-H-E.
Oh, what is
it? It's not anarchy.
I'm thinking anarchy.
Menarche. Hey, that's a good one. Let's have womenarchy, you know. Yeah, so you could look that up and give us a definition of menarche. For those of you who haven't heard. Got it?
Menarche, which is spelled M-E-N-A-R-C-H-E, is the first menstrual cycle or first menstrual bleeding in female human beings.
Thank you,
so
Jared,
it's
for
the
that.
First time.
I think for animals too, no? They get their periods. Okay, well, whatever. So I thought this would be a good topic along with virginity for our pilot show. We're going to call Tabitha in a little. Ay, cabrón. We're not going to call. We're going to call Nurse Nantucket in a little bit.
You messed up the no-name rule.
Yeah. anyways, so period. Do you remember the first time you heard about it? Not the first time it happened, but when you knew it was like, what is it and when's it going to come?
I don't know. I don't see.
I remember.
I don't remember ever hearing about it until I got it.
Until you were bleeding in the shower and you started crying and they thought you were dying.
How old were you when you started your period?
I'll get to that in a second. Okay, the first time I heard about the period was 9 years old in fourth grade. Or I think fourth or fifth grade. Fourth grade. And the only reason is because it was one of those classes at school and none of the boys came in. All the girls had to come in earlier. And all the boys had to wait outside. And the guys were like, the boys were going like, what's going on? You know? And it was like, oh shit, we're in trouble. But so the teacher kind of, you know, was talking to us all, you know, nicely. And there was one of the girls that was sitting up in the front. And so she started talking about, okay, there's this thing that happens to girls when they become women. And it was about like the period, but oh my God, it was so scary. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I remember it being really scary. You know, like, oh my God, I don't ever want that to happen to me.
Yeah, and it was scary because she was trying to explain it to us. And there was one girl in the class and she was already developing. I knew she was a girl who had flunked. So she was really supposed to be like, I guess, in fifth grade or something.
Okay, so.
But yeah. She already had her boobies and everything, and she already started her period. So probably like at 10 years old. But,
wow, that's young.
Yeah. And so a lot of women are, or girls are getting their periods at that age, 9 or 10 years old. Yeah, it was weird. We all wanted to talk to her like, oh my God, does it hurt?
Yeah.
Is it okay? But I was still clueless about that. And I was scared about it. But I didn't start until I was 13. Late for me. I was like late bloomer, I think, because I didn't think about it.
Yeah, I think
it
was the same time too.
Didn't think about like sexual and boys and nothing like that. And it's fine for me that I started that late. I remember being a little freaked out about starting late.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I don't want to start like after everybody else. And mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know a lot of them started at 12, I think, 11, 12. So, you know, you want to be normal. And I think that, but there's some females who even start 16, 15, 16. I think latest is 16.
Yeah.
But by that time, I think you want to get going on. What's going on here? If if a girl doesn't get her period, probably around 15? Hey, this is for Nurse Nantucket. Can we get her on the line?
She's
okay.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey. Is it Nurse Nantucket or have you chose your name?
I was going to go with Ms. T. How's everyone doing?
Nurse Ms. T. This is Sonia.
Hi, nice to meet you.
She's the bass player for what band?
Sketch Monster.
Cool. Yeah. I've been listening to you guys. We're doing good so far.
Cool. Okay. So, and I've known Nurse Miss T since 12 years old.
Okay, you guys go way back.
Yeah, we go a little while back, a couple years.
About the time of the first period.
Yeah, when? How old were you?
Just in time.
Seriously, about the same age. I'm going to say about 12.
You were 12, yeah. I know you.
13, yeah, around that age.
I think you were already blooming. But and how did you first learn about the period? Because I know you come from a family of hush hush, like don't talk about that because it's
right. So actually, I've always been curious. So I actually went to the library, so nerdy, and actually read about it. I got a bunch of anatomy books, anything medical, and read about it.
At 12?
No, actually earlier. I want to say I was probably about 9 or 10 when I started, like, wondering what happens to us. And so I did my own research.
Wow. But were they little kid books?
No, they were actually adult anatomy books.
And you read about the period. Aww.
About everything, like the human sexuality. And I just wanted just to learn.
Aw, that's she didn't teach me anything. She tells me now, years later.
Right? I've always been that way, though. You know, just want to kind of research on my own.
So, did you ask your mom?
By the time she came around to tell me, I already knew everything.
Aw, she comes from a, do you want to say it, a very Christian, you know, family?
Yeah, but
so they were kind of
Christian strict background.
Yeah, household.
Yeah, they didn't want to. I know. Like, they wouldn't let her go to those talks, and she was very sad. Well, you were very sad when your parents wouldn't let you partake in the sex discussions at school.
Didn't let you go to the
It was sexuality, like.
Oh, that's
topics.
Right. Because you have to sign a permission slip and
right.
Yeah, and her parents wouldn't let her do that.
Right.
But then they didn't talk to you about home at it about home blah, blah, about it either.
And no, they did talk to me about it, but it was something. Of course, you're gonna have to wait till you get married and so forth. They don't want any worldly type teachings.
And they've probably fabricated it in their own way of, you know, expressing it to you too. So,
okay. Right.
Okay. How about this? Okay, tampons versus pads.
What is my choice? What do you mean?
I don't know. I started using tampons right away because they sent me a free package of tampons when I turned 13. I sent for a mail order. So I was like, I learned how to use them.
I'm going to say pad first, tampon second.
Yeah.
Initially, yeah.
No. Aren't you like, okay, well, like I have used tampons. They're a little awkward.
Uh-huh.
But, what do you think about that whole toxic shock syndrome?
Toxic shock?
Yeah.
This is another thing. So can you look up toxic shock syndrome? So that way we could involve our producer. it's basically like a bacterial infection, right?
Yeah, something like that.
No. Nurse Nan. it's basically keeping it in too long. Basically.
So just not using it right. Per se or
something. No, though. Keeping it in too long because you should be changing tampons maybe every couple hours.
Yeah.
And I think some females might forget about it, and we're going to go over a very common thing. Did you find it?
Yeah, so.
Okay, he's going to look it up. He's going to tell us.
Toxic shock syndrome. Mm-hmm. Is a potentially fatal illness caused by bacterial
fatal
toxin.
Illness? Wow, that's pretty
You can
deep.
Die from that, but don't you have to, like, leave the tampon in for, like...
Yeah,
way,
a long time.
Long.
Pretty fucking irresponsible to pull that off, probably.
Well, but the thing is, there are females who forget it. And this is another thing that about the callers. Multiple, many, many callers. Not today, but I've had many callers. And I'm thinking they're teenagers, but a lot of them are women in their young 20s. And they call up and they're upset because, why? I need to see someone. I need to get examined. I think I've lost my tampon. I can't find it. And that's what they're telling me.
Oh, my God.
And not only, and then a friend that actually works in the clinics, she said, yes, they've had patients go in, and there is definitely a stuck tampon, and the clinician has to pull it out.
Dig that.
And it's been in there. It's been in there for a while. And this is, and I don't get gross. Pardon me?
I've heard of the multiple tampons stuck in there because someone forgets and then puts another one.
And ladies, always, you know, check and try to remember about your tampons. Yeah, you could get an infection bad, but I mean, come on, you should remember and maybe change it every couple hours if you're really thinking. But that's crazy, multiple.
Yeah, seriously.
You're stressed out and you have a lot of things on your mind, and you just put an extra
totally
ones.
Can happen. I suppose,
but so. I hear some callers, they call in and they're upset about that. And the thing I want to tell them is, but I don't, so I book the appointment, make sure they get in. But I feel like saying, like, have you checked for it yourself? Have you put put your finger in and look for it, because I think a lot of women and girls are scared to actually put their finger in their own vagina.
Like they've never masturbated.
Well, no, but think about it. Masturbation is even on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's on the outside on the clitoris. So I think it's still very taboo, you know, to really kind of explore and touch yourself. But then if girls and women will start thinking, well, shoot, I let my boyfriend put his fingers in there, so why can't a girl, you know, put her own finger in there and look for the tampon herself? And I have a feeling that the girls aren't really checking. And I'll be honest, and I feel like these other dudes are listening, but I'll feel honest. I'll be honest, I couldn't comprehend about putting my own fingers in my own vagina when I was that young, until I was older.
It seemed a little creepier at a younger point.
It sounds weird. I don't know, Nurse Nan. I'm sorry why I'm calling you that. Nurse Miss T. You? What's your comment about that? About, like, you know, exploring and actually putting your finger in your vagina?
I was okay with it. And I don't know if it was because of the fact that I read so much about it. I was actually pretty comfortable with myself early
Probably
on.
Probably more prepared for it. So yeah.
By reading those books.
Knew more what to expect. And
right. Hmm. And I did hear that a lot, though. A lot of girls, you know, the whole uncomfortable, the thought of touching themselves or even looking at themselves. It was like, mm-hmm. I've heard people, it was unheard of. They're like, I'm not going to look down there.
Yeah, the whole mirror thing, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I think it's something ingrained when you're little, you know, just leave that alone and don't touch and you just don't go there.
But don't ask, don't tell.
Or, you know, yeah, using the mirror. Because I was already, you know, over 21 or something when I had and it was funny because I was saying something about being unsure about having, you know, an infection or something. And I have a friend who's very funny and she cracks me up all the time. And she goes, well, stick your finger inside your pussy and look. And that's the way she said it. She goes, when you're in the shower.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah, she goes, when you're in the shower, just stick your finger and check. And it was like, you're kidding me. Like, I couldn't think, like,
yeah, like, what? You're asking me to do what?
Right. Yeah, and it was funny. And I was like, oh, my God, you're right. And that's when it hit me. It was like, if I let a boyfriend touch me, why can't I touch my,
it
you know, self
so
and explore?
Easy, yeah.
Yeah, and explore. And I think that's still a big issue that the girls, a lot of women don't want to explore themselves and check their own vaginas. So
I think so too.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to grab a mirror.
Grab a mirror. I didn't. Yeah, I was older when by the time I did that. By the whole thing. And but some people do. I have a friend who said, I think they started looking in the mirror because their teacher told them, gave them all mirrors, and they were like at 12 years old. It was one of those Montessori schools.
Okay.
What's Montessori mean?
What does that mean, Montessori?
Can you look up?
Sounds like a religion or
something.
Hey,
producer. Oh. Hey, producer. Can you look up Montessori school for us?
Oh, Montessori.
Sure, sorry.
You know, it's one of those free-flowing, learn whatever you want schools. You heard of that?
I've heard of the term Montessori.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I know what I wanted it to. Wow, he's fast.
Montessori education is an educational approach developed by a Italian physician and educator, Maria Montessori. Montessori education is practiced in 2,000 schools. That doesn't really say what it is.
I don't know the school of thought behind it, but I'm familiar.
Well, it was a doctor who came up with it.
Montessori education is fundamentally a model of human development and an educational approach based on that model.
Okay, well,
self-preservation, orientation to the environment, order, exploration, communication, manipulation of the environment, exactness, repetition.
Okay, producer.
Anyways,
it's a learn whatever. I think what I had heard, it was a just free flowing. Oh man, we're talking so much. Okay, real quick, ibuprofen. Oh. What do you use for cramps? Oh, we got 21 minutes. What do you use for cramps?
Myself? Who are we talking to?
Marijuana.
Okay, I prefer ibuprofen. You?
I do too.
Yeah. Okay, and people, listeners, Ibuprofen is the same as Motrin, is the same as Advil. Ibuprofen is the name of the generic drug, okay? So if you want to buy a cheaper Advil or a cheaper Motrin, just get the ibuprofen, whatever the Ralph's brand or the whatever store brand ibuprofen. I think it's recommended about 200 milligrams. Just follow the whatever the label. I was in the military. I don't know why disclosed that.
That's
yeah,
right. You were in
they
the
fucked us
Army,
up, and,
right?
Yeah, they messed us up, and we got like 800 milligrams all the time. So I'm kind of
The Motrin 800s.
Yeah,
my mom gets those and gives them to me sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little stronger. And then as far as cramps, I just learned this from nursing school. I'm not sure about you, Tab. Bina, I'm not sure about you, but I figured out more with nursing school about pain. Like it's better if to knock it out before it comes, before it gets too heavy and crazy.
Right, right.
So like, don't wait until the cramps get so heavy and you can't control it.
Yeah, you can usually tell like before. Right,
yeah, it's gonna come,
kick you in the ass.
So it's better to control the pain beforehand. So me, I know the pain's about to come. I feel that little thing. I take the Motrin there. So then I don't deal with the cramps at all.
Does it really block it out completely for you?
Like, yeah. If I catch it, especially with the 800, but that's because you control it beforehand. It's harder to control pain when you're dealing with it. You?
I feel the same way. Yep.
But did you always do that, or it was after nursing school?
No, I did it before because I couldn't stand it. I would get really bad cramps, so I would definitely do it before. And then I kind of played around with the whole Tylenol, acetaminophen thing versus ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. I thought the ibuprofen was better for me.
Yeah. What about, did you look up Midol? Because I wasn't sure what's the main drug for that.
Yeah, Midol is basically acetaminophen, which is the generic of Tylenol, with a little bit of caffeine and also a bit of a diuretic in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why it's so good for cramps. It's just probably the Tylenol.
It's the Tylenol. It's a Tylenol, then it has a stimulant in it, and then the diuretic, so you pee out any of that excess
fluids.
Fluid that you retain.
I don't really like Tylenol. I don't like the way it feels with my stomach.
You? Oh, upset stomach?
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of the ibuprofen,
I usually don't ever take,
You don't take...
Yeah, I don't take pills, you know? Marijuana usually seems to solve all my problems.
You think for pain?
Yeah.
For cramp pain?
Yeah. If I... Maybe it's the same thing if I smoke before it gets really bad. No, but you know what? I'm totally for the marijuana. It really helps. It really does block it out for me, and that works for me. So I try to stay away from synthesized stuff as much as I could.
Well, no, that's good. I've been trying to take less Motrin.
Yeah,
because I've gotten so used to it for even headaches and any a tinge of a headache, I want to take it. Sorry about that. What was another thing I was talking about? Oh, okay. Because relationships, of course, and dating is going to be a big thing that we want to talk about. And hopefully if we get callers, call in. Okay. I wrote a song about it, and I'm not going to sing it now in the future. But anyways, the whole idea was about having your partner buying tampons and pads or things like that for you at the market when you're not feeling good.
Yeah, that's how you know how someone really loves you. I've made my boyfriend do that for me a couple of times.
Yeah, because I've had that conversation when I was thinking about it, about a song and about it, and I went to the market, and it was cute because I saw, and I've seen men there before in the tampon feminine hygiene product, and then they're all confused looking at, okay, which topic, and then you could see their notes.
With wings, she said.
Which notes to do it. Do you feel like that's a strong, way to say that? Nurse Nan, someone cares about you, a man cares about you if he's willing to purchase.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I do think it's kind of a funny girl test that we kind of throw out there.
Yes,
we totally. All kind of do it, definitely.
You think?
If he does it, then.
Or even asking, huh? Like, if I need to get pads, would you get them for me? And they're his response, right?
I do think it's a test. It's absolutely.
See, and this is when we're supposed to have our producer and all these guys listening, but none of them are listening at this, all these people.
Yeah, we need some guy input on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Okay, I think we're going to have a male in the male opinion. A lover
yes,
opinion.
Yes, he can talk about the experience of him getting me pads
oh, yeah.
in the aisle.
If Yay. He has or if he hasn't.
Oh, he has.
Look at it, and his nose is flaring. You know, any man who has issues about, like, dealing with a female period and they have mad, I'm all, why don't you just go be gay then? That was my response, my young right? response. Well, those are usually for young guys. Pardon me?
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay, so we got a guest. What is your name?
Louis.
Oh, okay, he's using his alias. So this is the singer of Sketch Monster. Slash guitarist slash bass player?
Sure, why not?
Your opinion about shopping for pads or tampons in for your lover
well,
or your woman?
Really don't have a problem with it. It's just that...
You always get the wrong ones?
It gets a little awkward or, you know, I get the wrong ones. I try to help out and, you know, I always end up bringing the wrong thing home and then end up getting yelled
and
at.
And then you get yelled at or what?
Yeah. You know, but it's like, you got the wrong thing. Go back. I'm like, I'm not going back.
And do you feel serious?
Hey, homie, that's when you just give her the slap of love, homie. You know what I mean?
Oh, do we have a caller? Oh, damn it. I don't know how to take the calls yet. What is your name?
Aren't we supposed to be anonymous?
Okay, you can give us your guess.
Make a
give
fake
us your
name.
Guess
fake name.
That's your rule.
No.
I ain't got no time. I'm busy. I ain't got no time to be
it's,
making
John it's Belushi. Johnny. John Belushi.
Now you wanna fuck you, man, John Belushi.
He's back.
Now you want a man's perspective. So now, I mean,
do it.
I know
we
my voice
hear
is
it.
Kind of high pitched, but you know, I can give you a perspective. What you want? We want.
I oh, know who this is.
So did we lose Tabitha?
I know who this is.
To banana,
I'm not gonna say though.
Okay.
This is John Belushi. Hi.
So we lost the other caller, huh?
No, the other caller's on. You got two callers.
Oh, Nurse Nan. Okay. So Johnny.
You know what? But first of all, I can't hear the other caller. Can I hear? Is the other caller still there?
Yeah, but yes, she's just another nurse advisor. It's okay. Johnny.
Well, nurses are people too. I mean, don't be racist against nurses. I mean, come on. She needs to have an opinion.
Okay. So what is your question? Do you feel uncomfortable when buying tampons or pads for your woman? Are you straight and have a woman that you know, are involved with? Do you feel uncomfortable about it, or?
Well, sometimes me and my boyfriend like to trade off on who's the woman, you know?
You just blew it.
So
now
hard.
I reckon you just blew it, and now I know your act. I know your accent. Uh-huh. It's
you know
big.
Accent?
It's Bigfoot. Whenever we'll pull this back to maybe we'll say Bigfoot. We'll come up with another code name. If I say that means you could. It's como crank call.
Crinkle.
Oh, big! You're gonna try to set up a code word. Why don't you just like you
see,
don't like the caller, just say, "Hey, get off the line."
Crank call,
fool.
Crank caller, get off the line. We know you're cranking.
Hey, you guys are racist.
Just drop his ass.
Okay, he's all mad. If you don't want to talk about the subject.
No, well, okay.
No,
all
so
right,
how
right.
do you? No, but
I'll,
seriously,
I'll tell you. You know, I never really go out and buy my girlfriend's feminine products. Like she goes and she buys them herself.
But
you know?
How do you feel about it? Like if you had to,
I really don't have a problem with buying stuff like that. I can't, but to be honest, I'm trying to remember. I don't think I've ever bought like any like Kotex or or maxi pads or anything like that. You know,
Kotex, that's an old brand.
I wouldn't have a problem with it though. You know, I mean, if my lady's bleeding and you know getting all over the couch and stuff like that, I want to plug that shit up. You know
at some
I mean?
Point, you wouldn't have a choice. You know, like bitch, you're bleeding all over my shit.
Right.
Oh, he stopped the bleeding. No,
like
that's
my friends
good.
Are like, hey, what's going on, man? You got like, you know, red spots all over your clothes, and I got like, oh, I was playing bingo last night, man. My dapper fell.
Well, the whole point of this little topic is knowing if someone does care about you and that he's willing to go and purchase the products, even though we know that we could go get it ourselves. You know, ahead of time, but knowing the feeling, like, you know, I know my man is like, he's like, I don't have a problem if I had to, you know, if you need it, I'll go get it for you.
Can I ask you a question?
Let's see. Okay, what?
Okay. So, do you go out, like, is it because you honestly forget that you're bleeding from your pussy? and you're like, I forgot, and
so
I ran out.
So why do you ask? He has to be.
I'm gonna emasculate my boyfriend and see if he's gonna jump to this hoop to go and get my maxi pads or what?
No. The topic was because when I have to go buy my own products, I do see men there in that aisle once in a while, and they do look a little concerned or confused, and they don't know which product to buy. Even me, when I'm in that aisle, is which product do I buy because what's on sale?
Right.
I'm shopping for anything.
He's asking, why would you ask your man?
No, listen, though. Yeah, because... You have said that you have told your boyfriend to go and buy the maxi pad, mm-hmm. and he has no problem with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I told him about the story.
The time that you ask him to go buy it, like, are you ruining a pair of panties or what?
No, of course. We have other methods to supply us until we're about out. So if we know we're down to a couple of products left, if there's a couple pads left, we got to take care of that. So we know we're on a we're on a timing kind of thing.
But, I would not mind buying my beautiful,
how do I get rid of the
darling, Kotexes.
Well, then that's great, and that's the whole point of that little topic.
That makes me a hell of a guy, right? Admit it. Come on.
Okay.
Don't get offended because I said pussy. You were talking about sticking your fingers in your pussy too, cochina.
Okay. let's have this next topic. So basically, you don't feel uncomfortable about it. You just feel like you got the wrong product.
I can't hear you now.
We're talking to Louie now. Yeah, can you cut caller two? Thank you for calling in, Johnny.
I don't know
how to release people.
You can do that. You have to tell him.
Everybody has their own shows, but then they want to talk. Okay, go on.
No, she can drop callers too.
Is she at the hybrid open right there?
I don't know what button to hit.
Yeah. Oh, I'll show you that later. Yeah, that's okay. Keep going.
Okay, pilot. So basically, you're cool. Thank you, Louis.
No problem.
We don't want to have you too stressed out. That gave him a lot of stress.
That was interesting. That was pretty funny.
Going on that. Yeah, I'm not a great what do you call it? Crank caller person? Whatever.
Yeah.
Deal with crank calls, you know? So let's see. Was there any other subject about periods, cramps? Hey, I got a caller, Nurse Nelly. I had a caller asking, is it bad to drink while on your period? Your opinion?
Is it bad to drink?
Mm-hmm. No, she was like 16 when that caller. I was kind of, with that one, I was like, well, it's not good to drink at all.
All right.
Wait, you said she was 16?
Yeah, she was a young caller.
She shouldn't have been drinking in the first place.
Exactly, but of course that's why she was asking. Is it bad to drink while you're on your period?
Of course you're gonna say yes. Do they expect you to say no?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, that was like, oh, this is not an advice line, but not the one I'm calling. I'm talking about for the other place. But yeah, I think when you're drinking while you're on your period, because one, you're losing blood and you're losing, you know, any kind of extra oxygen carrying capacities, and then with the alcohol combined, and it's not probably the best thing to be drinking.
Yeah, because alcohol thins your blood, so
yeah, right. That. But also, it's still dealing with your body and your whole liver, and you're kind of out of whack. And if you're losing blood, a lot of us are anemic already, so it's kind of. Do you? How's drinking and period work out for you?
I am anemic, and I do get
more lightheaded.
Super fatigued when I'm on my period. Like, I get super weak, and so yeah, the alcohol definitely it helps with the pain sometimes, you know,
because you just forget.
Yeah,
and then you forget to change your pad and your tampon, right?
But yeah, it's definitely not suggested. And
I think that's what it is. You forget to change. And when they're all drunk?
Probably. I could see that happening.
You? Nurse Nanny, do you get, I don't know, do you remember the days when you said party and drink too much while on your period?
What happened to me, even?
Yeah, like, do you remember? I think just remember being forgetful. Like, fuck, did
it? Yeah, that's pretty much it. But nothing, like, major. Like, I'm forgetting something and having to go to the hospital.
Or go to the clinic to have someone else pull it out.
Nothing left behind.
Not one left behind.
No.
oh, yeah. Am I supposed to, like, repeatedly say stuff throughout the show? Like, oh, yeah, I'm Nurse Nanya.
Yeah, you want to do like station IDs and say, hey, you're listening to Skid Row Studios and the sexy time talk and talk about the 1-800 number and all that kind of stuff. You know, just like a radio show.
1-800-893-9562. That is the number to call if you want to talk to Nurse Nantucket.
Nurse Nanya.
Nanya. Fuck. I'm fucking up left and right. That's why I don't do this shit, man.
Miss Fierce, Miss Sonia Fierce is also our sound audio technician here for you listeners. Yay. And that was a clap.
Yeah, because everybody cares.
And then we got a producer. And so, anyways, sexy time. What am I missing, Nurse Nan?
What are you missing?
Yeah, what was a vital topic? Because, you know, I do want to go into birth control and different methods and stuff, but that we could talk about that stuff on another night.
Right, because I think you're running out of time already.
Yeah? We got 4 minutes? Okay. Missing your period is a clue that you might be pregnant. If you're having intercourse, unprotected intercourse, and you're missing your period, it is a clue. It's also a way to scare your boyfriend and your lover to know how much they care about you.
I have a page right here that says how to tell if you're pregnant. It's important to know the first signs of pregnancy so you can get good blah, 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 blah. Okay. Missing period, morning sickness, change in breasts, elevated temperature. That's a new one for me. Fatigue and frequent urination, just in case anyone was curious.
Okay. I mean, we'll talk more about pregnancy later and other kind of services for options. But when, as far as the period, yes, it is a clue. But there are many callers who call freaking out because they had sex yesterday and they want to have a, you know, do their birth control. I mean, sorry, their pregnancy test right away. Usually where I work, you know, we just kind of advise wait at least 2 weeks after the missed period to take a pregnancy test, you know, because there could be issues of stress and other things going on. So don't freak out too much. So give it 2 weeks. Well, if you want to freak out for 2 weeks, you could, and then take the pregnancy test. That's a thing.
That's potentially the worst feeling in the world if you think you're knocked up and it's like, fuck. And then you start your period. So it's like, yes. I've never been so happy to start my period in my life.
What about you, Nurse Nan? Do you think this is another test that women do to see how much their lover loves them?
Do it? No, I think this is definitely something. If we're scared, we'll go out and do it on our own.
No. Kind of a test of knowing. You know, kind of, you guys seen Officer and a Gentleman, right?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, actually.
Officer and Gentleman's a classic.
Psycho girlfriend shit right there.
Oh.
Taylor Hackford.
Well, yeah, the whole kind of thing of like, you know, kind of scaring the boyfriend of like, well, I haven't started my period, you know? And then he goes, well, are you on the pill? And she's like, no, we didn't need it. Kind of that thing to see what he's going to think. Is he going to...
What would he say?
Yeah, is he going to say right away, oh, well, I could help you get an abortion? Or is he going to want to marry her? If, you know, like, don't worry about it, you know, we'll get married if we have to. You never heard of that, like, kind of testing, like, you know, trapping?
Yeah, I have heard girls use that just as a testing ground to see, you know, how much is he going to stick around? Will he weather this, you know?
Yeah. But she totally knows she's not pregnant.
Oh, so she's, like, testing.
But, yeah, exactly. Kind of like, oh, I'm a little late on my period. Just like that. Oh, man, we got a minute and 52 seconds. I don't got any good period songs. But, Nurse Nan, I want to thank you for having us on the show. And if you change your mind and come up with another name, please tell me.
I did. It's Miss T.
Oh, like Mr. T, but Miss T.
Yeah.
Ay, cabrona. Okay. Miss T, but I want to call you Nurse.
Nurse
Misty. Nurse T. Okay, but thank you for calling in. We'll let you go. I don't know how to release you. So okay. Jeremy's going to release you. And we'll
I'll
see you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Okay. Good to meet you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so wrapping up the show. How do we do this?
You say, hey, thanks everybody for listening to the Sexy Time Talk Show. And tune in next week. And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and when we figure out like what's going to go, and we'll be more prepared. And please have calls about any kind of dating question and information. Please no crank calls. But if you do crank call, fuck it, we'll have to deal with it, right?
I missed that whole conversation, honestly. So
you missed the whole crank call.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Nah, he crank called, but then he did have some valuable opinion.
Okay.
So thank you, Johnny? Question mark for calling in.
All right, and then we can just play your outro song.
Let's do a little outro.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for coming and listening.
Aaron, how long?